Horáková with Mailbox.
Hello and welcome to Mailbox Radio Prague's Listener's Letters program. Before we proceed to the results of our monthly mystery check quiz, let's hear some of your comments. Jyoti Vosoba from the United States has this question.
I very much wanted to read Daniela Lazarova's story on Karel Hašler, but could never find more than the first paragraph. My computer refuses to play the audio version. How can I read this story, please?
I'm afraid that in the case of our Sunday music shows, the full text is no longer available on the internet. However, I forwarded your email to our internet department. Hopefully, they will be able to help you solve the listening problem. Ivan in Kansas wants to know,
what happened to the magazine that you used to publish? Enjoyed the articles and miss it.
The popular magazine show that was around for many, many years was discontinued along with some other programs as a result of the changes to Radio Prague's broadcast schedule earlier this year. Sam Beaton from Scotland made this comment on the content of the last mailbox with regards to learning Czech.
I'm a student at the University of Glasgow studying Slavonic studies, with my interests being Czech culture and history. One resource that has helped me and may help your listeners is the excellent Communicative Czech series of textbooks written by Ivana Oreškova and Magdalena Pintarová, which is also available with workbooks and audio CD. I believe these can be ordered and imported from the Czech Republic.
And now for your answers to last month's quiz question. Hans Werner Lollicke from Denmark wrote,
the name you're asking for is Vladimir Remek. He flew as a cosmonaut in the Soviet space shuttle Soyuz 28 on March the 2nd to 10th in 1978 as the first non-US and non-Soviet citizen. He was a real Czechoslovak since his father was a Slovak and his mother Czech. The most remarkable thing about him is he continued to be a communist after the Velvet Revolution and has since 2004 been a member of the European Parliament as an independent communist. Born the same year, being part of the same period of history, it would be a pleasure for me to ask him a couple of questions.
S.J. Yagbula from Nigeria writes,
he was a pace-setter in many regards. Apart from being the first Czech, he was also the first person in the new European Union to have performed the feat and at the age of 30. He traveled aboard Soyuz 28. I can rightly attribute his success in the aviation field to his background as the son of a lieutenant general.
Prithviraj Purkayasva from the Indian state of Assam sent us this answer.
I think he was Vladimir Remek, son of former Czechoslovak Foreign Minister Josef Remek. He was in space for almost 8 days in 1978 at the Salyut 6 space station. Vladimir Remek was also the first person in space from the European Union.
Henry Clements follows Radio Prague in Sweden.
So far, there have been 500 space travelers representing 35 different countries. The first traveler who was not either a Soviet or a U.S. citizen was Vladimir Remek, born to a Czech mother and Slovak father, and so a Czechoslovak citizen. Interestingly, Remek has remained faithful to his communist creed, and as such, he has been elected into the European Parliament. An asteroid has also been named after him.
Asifa Shaheen from Pakistan wrote,
Vladimir Remek was born on the 26th of September 1948 in Czechoslovakia. After graduation, he joined the Air Force of Czechoslovakia. He became a cosmonaut in 1976. He was the first citizen of a nation other than the United States or the USSR to go into space. He flew aboard Soyuz 28 in 1978. He stayed in space for 8 days.
Ian Morrison writes from China.
Remek flew as part of the Intercosmos program, which he joined in 1976. Remek remains active in public life, having been elected twice to the European Parliament in 2004 and 2009. I remember Vladimir Remek from my youth as his image appeared on a Czechoslovak postage stamp issued in 1988 to mark the 10th anniversary of his space mission. I received the stamp on a first-day cover envelope from Radio Prague, courtesy of the Stamp Corner program hosted by Jan Dvořák.
Konstantin Liviu Viorel from Romania has a similar memory.
The first man in space who was not a citizen of USA or the Soviet Union was Vladimir Remek from Czechoslovakia, who in 1978 participated in the Intercosmos program with a rocket Soyuz. This question reminds me of those days because in that period I listened every day to the Afro-Asian service of Radio Prague. I received some stamps and an FDC from Radio Prague dedicated to the first Czechoslovak astronaut. I have these stamps in my collection.
Mary Lou Krennick from Texas wrote,
Vladimír Remek is currently serving a second term as a Czech Communist Party representative at the European Parliament in Brussels, Belgium. Remaining steadfast to his communist roots and views, he is loyal to the ideology and party that educated him and gave him the opportunity to be a cosmonaut and go into space. Since he remains an iconic figure in Czech culture, Vladimír Remek continues to enjoy a relative amount of success in the new democratic Czech Republic. It was interesting to discover that a Czech was the first to go into space after the Americans and Russians. I live near the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas, where today astronauts from many different nations train to go into space, and some go to live on the International Space Station.
David Eldridge from the United Kingdom sent us this answer.
This month's mystery person is easy. Vladimír Remek. You wrote about him in your news broadcast of the 12th of April 2011, when on the 50th anniversary of the first manned space flight, he and six other Russian and foreign cosmonauts were presented with the Medal for Merit in Space Exploration.
Colin Law from New Zealand wrote,
In 1978, Remek was the first and so far the only Czech cosmonaut. He became the third nationality in space when he spent almost 8 days on the Soyuz 28 and the Salyut 6 orbital station. It is of interest to note that three American astronauts had Czech and Slovak origins, Eugene A. Cernan, James L. Lovell, and John E. Blaha, who were involved in the Gemini and Apollo space missions.
Annette Harris from the United States writes,
After his flight in space on the Russian ship Soyuz, he was given the title of Hero of the Soviet Union. He later became the director of the Military Museum for Aviation and Astronautics in Prague, and at one time served at the Czech Embassy in Russia. He was elected for the second time to the European Parliament in 2009.
And Charles Konecny from Ohio writes,
Growing up in the communist era, it didn't hurt Remek to have friends in high places. Father was a general in the Czech Air Force, but one must give him credit for mastering the skills it takes to become an astronaut and the privilege of being the first astronaut in space who was not from the USSR or the USA. Further to his credit, he is still active in the European Parliament and helped the Czech Republic become a full member of the European Space Agency. Politics aside, I think it would be great to have a beer with him.
Thank you very much for your answers, well-researched and interesting as usual. This time the prize goes to Asifa Shahin from Pakistan. Congratulations. And here's a brand new question for May. This month we would like to know the name of the Austrian poet and writer born in 1821 in the South Moravian town of Mikulov, who developed a system of tactile signing for deafblind people named after him. Please send us his name by the end of May, and one of you will win a small Radio Prague gift. All your reception reports, comments and questions are welcome at the usual address, english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 10099 Prague. Mailbox will be back in 2 weeks' time on May the 21st. Until then, take care.